Did you catch Sangi on Ishq Hangout this morning?
I have really missed Dilshad. It is Money Matters Monday. Dilshad Bilamoria from Dilsa Consultants is with me. Hello, Dilshad. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sangi. Nice speaking with you after a really, really long time.
I know 2 weeks it's been and I was missing my sunshine. And today we need it because aaj barish bhi ho rahi hai Mumbai shahar mein. It's like I actually got barish with me. But itni sari cheeze ho rahi hai market mein. And abhi bhi itne sare questions log poochte hain aapko about, is there a particular time to actually break a bond? I'm asking you this specifically, I'll tell you why. So when I was going on my vacation, I was a little confused ke jo money maine save kiya hai, be it fixed deposit, be it recurring deposit, be it mutual funds, is there a particular time jiske liye you have to keep it for, and is there a right time to remove this?
That's all about planning, Sangi. And if you have set aside some money for a vacation and you feel that, you know, you need this money after a period of 1 year or 8 months, whenever you're planning that vacation of yours, I think you should, one, be diligent in setting aside that money every month to ensure that you're able to reach that targeted amount so that you can use it towards the vacation. And
right.
Two, as and when the vacation comes, you obviously have to remove that investment and use it for the purpose of that vacation.
Right.
Now, which instrument to use for, say, a vacation, or which instrument to use, say, planning for your child's education, or planning for purchasing a car, or planning to buy a house, all the instruments will differ because they all have varied maturities.
Right.
So the decision maker is actually what is that maturity of that investment that you're planning to make, and therefore plan your investment accordingly to the maturity of that investment. See, for example, if you're planning to go for a vacation 1 year down the line, ideally in that period of time we would suggest something like either a short-term FD or a recurring deposit or even a arbitrage fund. Now, in terms of taxation, yes, the arbitrage fund would score over an FD, but the kind of returns that you get in an arbitrage fund would be about 1 to 1.5% more than what you would get in a fixed deposit. So it's very important to choose a which instrument you would be wanting to invest depending on the time horizon of need of that money that you want to use.
In a particular time, itna maturity amount milega. Now, this is specifically when you're, for example, putting it in a fixed deposit, when you know that this is the particular time limit it is for. What if I have not really planned it? I have not planned it. It is for a vacation or whatever, whatever. And because the markets are going up and down, is there a specific time then that I should keep in mind ke, ya phir a percentage ke itna sara paisa milna chahiye? Or is it as in when the market is in a good space, you just, you know, sell your mutual funds and then maybe get the money out?
So that's a very good question, and it's a little technical to answer that, but I'll try my best to make it simple. So in this case, if you're investing in a safe investment, say in a bond fund or in a fixed income instrument, corporate bond or a gilt security, each of these instruments have a specified inherent YTM, which is called the yield to maturity.
Okay.
Now, what this means is if I'm investing in a bond X, this bond is actually floated for a time horizon of 3 years. So I must ideally not withdraw the money from this bond before a period of 3 years.
Okay.
That is called my YTM. That means if I hold the bond to maturity, till maturity, yield to maturity, in that case only I will get the desired rate of return that is expected from this bond.
Okay.
Now, what happens very often is that I as an investor meet the financial advisor and I say, yes, I do not need this money and I'm just saving it for any arbitrary goal. I will not touch this money for a period of 3 years. But then after a period of 1 year, the bond prices are, you know, say for example, falling and the yields move up and therefore your return becomes negative. People get, you know, jittery about it.
Correct.
And they say, hello, let's remove the investment. But they don't realize that this inherent bond is for a period of 3 years and should not be looked at withdrawing before a period of 3 years. If their requirement was that, okay, I need this money in 1 year, then they would have invested in a bond which matures in a 1 year maturity, like a liquid investment.
Right.
So it's very important to match the time horizon of the bond to the objective of the goal for which you're saving for.
But right now, as we speak, Dilshad, invest kahan kare? Do you still say mutual funds is the way to go? What is the market looking like right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I mentioned in my previous talks with you as well, it's all about diversification and asset allocation. So there is no one good or one best instrument or one best performing mutual fund or one best performing investment ever. Okay, in that case, everyone would put that money there and then it would not grow and those sort of things, right? So it's never an ideal situation like that. Point is, how well are you able to diversify your money among various instruments, taking into consideration the time horizon for which you are investing, the objective for which you are investing, and the goal. So for example, like you said, if I'm just planning to put aside some money and not know for which goal, I would ask you to rethink and say, let me put this aside for a goal for 3 years. I may not know the name of that goal, but it's important to identify and communicate the time horizon for which you are investing, because accordingly, the financial planner will give you that instrument that matches that time horizon. So there should be no mismatch between what your time horizon is and the time horizon of the investment for which you are doing it. Very often people don't question investments that inherently have a lock-in period. For example, if your FD you have taken for a period of 5 years and it is maturing at the end of 5th year, you will not question the financial advisor, hello, I want to withdraw this money before 5 years, because you know that it's a rule of the bank and that this money is locked in for 5 years. So the moment an instrument becomes flexible, like a mutual fund, and the moment it becomes open-ended, where you can enter and exit at any point in time, then automatically the investor also gets very excited and wants to do this buy and sell game, which is not the right thing, because in that way he rather go to direct equity and stocks to buy and sell on a frequent basis. So if he or she is clear that my time horizon is the next 3 years, please choose an instrument that matches that time horizon and don't withdraw under any circumstance before that time horizon.
My God, never thought that time is so important, even in this case. But that's why we have Dilshad Bilimoria, and for all our financial queries we go to her. Thank you so much for being with us, and get well soon, Dilshad.
Thank you.
Tune in Monday to Friday, 7 to 11 a.m. for your daily dose of what's trending in Mumbai. Ishq Hangout with Sangi, only on Ishq 104.8. Do the Ishq, baby. Ishq.